Loud and clear. Welcome everybody joining our space this beautiful Tuesday morning. Well, at least it's still Tuesday morning for me here on the West Coast. I am excited because before we get started, I'll let everybody in the secret. I purposefully did not want to learn too much about what's going on here so that I can ask all the right questions that everyone is probably wondering in their minds. Like, wait, what are we, who's Genzio helping out this time? Who's Genzio working with? Because there's always new things on the horizon. And it's just exciting when we get to work with new companies, talk about new things that are happening in this space. And I see Aaron, you just joined with your other account. Let's see if that's going to come up. But you got that mic ready? Everything looking good on your end?
Roger, roger. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, loud and clear, Aaron. How you doing? Did you make it back okay?
I did. I actually had probably a 26-hour flight in total, and then had a layover that missed that connection from a delay, and basically took me forever to get home. And now I am turning around in the next 5 hours to head over to Thailand. So doing as much as I can on my end. Very excited to be traveling, but also very excited to be home and having a very great connection for this space. So I think everything sounds good. Let's give it another minute or so to let some more people hop in the space. If you guys are new, we're here with Prism. Ollie is on the mic. We're going to talk about Layer 1 DeFi, unlocking yield for all, and give you all of the alpha on what the Prism team is building. If you guys want to bring your friends in the space, go ahead and click that tiny pill at the bottom right-hand corner of the space. Bring them in to listen. If they end up missing the space, this will be recorded later on for you to give a follow back. But I'm going to go ahead and let Action play some music for a second, or he can chit-chat, do whatever he does best, and we'll get some more people in.
Oh, you're making me pick what I do best, play music or actually talk. You know what? I'm going to default to music today, and then we'll get that whole talking going in a minute.
Is it just me or is the music kind of muted? I think it's muted. Action.
How? You don't hear it? What are you hearing? This is I'm really curious. Like, I just got back home.
I don't know. Imagine like 2% volume, maybe. I don't know.
Wow. Interesting. I guess I need to work on volume or how loud things are. Is that what we're saying here?
Normally it's loud. But no, I like it. Take me to your best friend's house.
All right, is this loud enough for you, Aaron? Can you hear it now?
Ollie, this song's for you. We're gonna kick off the space.
Wow. Wow. Turn down for what? Turn down for what? Turn down for what?
I mean, hopefully that was a little bit louder and you heard everything a little bit better. Was that okay, Aaron? I figured I'd stay thematic with it
No, that was perfect. Thank you for that. Let's kick it off. It is 1:06 p.m. Central. So we are now a couple minutes into the space. My name is Aaron, otherwise known as the Blonde Broker. I am Genzio Media's Spaces host, along with my lovely co-host Action. I'm going to let Action give a quick introduction, and then we're going to go ahead and pass it over to our guest for the space.
Intro. I mean, let's be serious. The only intro that I care about are our guests that we bring onto these Genzio spaces. Yes, I'm hosting spaces, I mean, multiple times a week with Aaron for Genzio and some of the incredible people that they're working with. But the highlight every single time is not the Genzio account. It's not me. It's not Aaron. It's the guests that we bring on board for all of you listeners to kind of listen up and find out what's new, what's happening in this crypto space. So without further ado, I actually want to hear the best intro that's going to come from Prism today.
It's going to be underwhelming after that music. I am Ollie, or Mr. Refractor, on Twitter. I'm one of the core contributors to Prism, which is a layer one blockchain built using the Cosmos SDK and is dedicated to all things yield. So yield tokenization, yield trading, and kind of yield monetization and utilization.
All right. You think that was underwhelming, but you dropped a really nice keyword for me in there. You said Cosmos, the Linux of blockchain. That is more than enough to get me super excited about what you guys are building.
Yeah, I think I think it's tough because Cosmos has a branding issue. So it's hard maybe for people to conceptualize what is Cosmos, what is the Cosmos Hub, how does it all interrelate, what's the Cosmos blockchain? So, you know, what it is the Cosmos Hub is its own block, its own layer one blockchain, doesn't have any smart contracts on it, Atom's the governance token of it. And that's kind of a sort of separate thing. A Cosmos SDK-based blockchain is a blockchain built using the same modules that are used to build the Cosmos the Cosmos Hub. And then you can add on your own bespoke modules if you have unique features of your blockchain. So what it allows is for you to build a blockchain very easily without having to build everything from scratch. So if you look at blockchains like Celestia or DYDX or Osmosis, these are all built using the Cosmos SDK. And then they have their own bespoke modules built on top of that, just like we do. So that's kind of the difference between Cosmos and Cosmos Hub and the Cosmos SDK. And I guess like one of the, you know, some of the cool things about that are that you are able to, because you have so many modules in common with these other chains, such as things like the IBC module, you're able to instantly be interoperable with all these other blockchains. And that is a feature that Prism makes heavy use of. You know, we will stake assets like Celestia or Atom or Injective or Dimension. We're able to kind of stake them on other blockchains using the IBC protocol, and then we're able to collect yield and distribute that to people on our blockchain. So It's a really cool piece of technology that makes it a lot easier to launch a blockchain and a lot easier to be interoperable with other blockchains.
I really appreciate that. And I think that's something that more and more people are going to learn this bull cycle, just because last year I made a lot of money with Osmosis, let me tell you, because people just weren't paying attention to it. So my yield was so high. So we're going to get more people into the Cosmos ecosystem. But yeah, like you're saying, the IBC, it goes beyond just the Cosmos network, right? It solves an interoperability problem that everybody's just trying to connect with each other and they don't know how, or they can't, honestly. So with implementing IBC goes a long, long way. And knowing that you guys are on there, I mean, it makes all the difference in the world, because like you're saying, if you're all about yield, if you're all about making sure that people are, you know, utilizing different tokens and getting yield out of it, you need to have it. So especially when you just said, you know, having the Cosmos token, which doesn't seem to be going anywhere, getting some value out of that, so it just doesn't sit. That sounds like a huge win for me, you know.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think one of the Cosmos token itself, yeah, price performance is definitely muted, or it's not as high a beta as some other tokens. I think one of the big things that happens in the Cosmos ecosystem is airdrops to Cosmos holders. So whilst it's not obvious in the Atom price, Atom holders have received huge airdrops over the years, which has definitely contributed to your kind of your total return rather than just your immediate price return on Atom. So things like Celestia and Osmosis and all these kind of like other chains and protocols airdrop to Atom holders. So it definitely helps with the total return. And also, you know, Atom staking yield has been between, you know, 10 and 25% for a decent time as well. So it's been, your returns have been compounding. So whilst your price hasn't been going up necessarily, you've been earning more Atom tokens. So I'm definitely not shilling Atom as an investment, but it's the home of proof of stake. So there's a lot of very good things about it from an airdrops and yield perspective, which is why it's one of the blockchains we're initially going to enable yield trading for, the Atom token. So, and we're very excited about what you can do when you tokenize the yield of Atom and allow people to trade it, and, you know, the airdrops that those people might receive and the sort of points that those people might receive, and, you know, the options they then have to monetize their future Atom yield.
Yeah, I mean, you're so I think I've only ever heard one person try to show me on buying Atom. Other than that, like, it's very hard to find anybody trying to say that, oh yeah, there's tons of benefit for you to hold Atom. Again, it's all because it's not like Ethereum, where all of these different, you know, projects are dependent on a single chain, dependent on a single token for you to work. I mean, Atom really doesn't care. It allows you to have your own blockchain, have your own layer one, the same way that you guys are building it. I mean, it's awesome having Atom for those airdrops. But what you're saying is dead on. Having more, you know, being able to do more trading that yield is everything. If you can maximize your profits while holding something that may not increase in value tremendously, but provides you with those crazy airdrops, it's a huge win. But don't let me stop you here. Give me a little bit of more about how you guys are making that happen. I love the Cosmos ecosystem. I love everything that gets built on there. But how are you actually creating, you know, like you said, empowering, you know, you to capitalize on price volatility and unstable yields? Like, how does that actually function?
So effectively what happens is someone will bring an Atom token over to our chain, and we will issue them a receipt token called CAtom, which is, you know, short for collateral Atom. So they give Prism an Atom, and we issue them a receipt token, which is CAtom. Now, in the background, what happens is Prism then takes the Atom that they've given to them. Prism then sends it back to the Cosmos Hub and stakes that Atom. So that Atom starts earning staking rewards. Now, that person got one CAtom, they gave one Atom. As staking rewards start accumulating, their one CAtom becomes worth more than one Atom. So that's kind of just how a basic liquid staking derivative works. And what happens with Prism is you can take that CAtom and then you can split it in Prism into a yield token and a principal token. So what will happen is the yield token holder will then get all of the yield of that underlying Atom that's staked for a defined time period. So for example, if I come to Prism and I say, I've got Atom, I want to tokenize and sell a year's worth of my Atom yield. You will deposit your Atom into Prism. Prism will then issue you one yield token and one principal token, and you can then sell your one yield token on our decentralized exchange. And that will give the person who holds that yield token the right to all of the yield from the underlying Atom that's staked for 1 year. And your principal token, which you can freely trade, will allow you to redeem that one Atom at the end of a year. So that's kind of like very high level how it works. I guess like the really, you know, the simple analogy that I always try and use is it's like owning a fruit tree, and effectively someone gives you that, you know, you own a tree, it's producing apples, and you say to someone, okay, I'm going to give you the right to all of the fruit from this tree for a year. And someone might say, well, I think the fruit's worth this amount, or someone else might think it's worth a different amount, but you're happy with the price that you're offered. And so you give the person the right to harvest that fruit for the year from your tree. And at the end of the year, you have your ownership deed of the tree, which is your principal token. And then you have your right to all the future yields after that 1 year is over. So it's kind of tokenizing up the yield that the asset will receive for a defined time period, like a month, 6 months, a year, or something like that. I don't know if that's clear. So feel free to like ask me more questions on it if that doesn't make sense.
No, are you kidding me? Like, I think Aaron told you all about my life and the fact that I have 13 fruit trees right outside my office on my property, because that was the perfect analogy. I don't think anybody's explained liquid staking as well as that. I'm totally stealing it. I'm going to use that time and time again, because that made it so easy for anybody to understand.
Appreciate that. You'll have to, you can start selling the right to your fruit trees now for a year or something like that.
Action, I think.
Well, I sell mine for different tokens. So the way I do mine is that I will sell those fruits, a portion of those fruits, and I'll trade it with my neighbors for their fruits. So we're just swapping tokens here.
Well, that is exactly the kind of thing that you do with Prism. So that's like a really good example, because say, for example, I have my like exactly like you say, I got my apple tree. And I'm like, well, do you know what? I want to own an apple tree, but I don't want the apples this year. I'd like to swap the apples from my apple tree for my neighbor's who's growing, you know, he's growing pears for the year. So we then will swap our yield tokens. So that's exactly the same as saying, well, do you know what? I want the underlying exposure to Atom price. So I want to know that I'm going to get my Atom back in a year. But actually, I want the yield of Celestia for a year. So what I can do is I can take my Atom yield token and I can swap it for a Celestia yield token. And that way I'm going to keep my Atom price exposure, but I'm going to get all of the yield of a Celestia token for the year. So that's exactly like swapping fruit yield is exactly the same as swapping yield tokens. So it allows you to swap your exposure for anything you want, really.
I never thought that I'd be able to use my fruit trees and my neighbors to explain crypto. But yeah, you're right. This is so perfect. But Aaron, I think you had something you were going to say.
Yeah, I think I'm the only one that knew about your fruit trees. I didn't really tell anyone. but that's perfect. I do have a question, though, for Ollie, for sure, because I know we love learning about what they're doing. I want to know the history behind getting started. What was the inspiration? Where did that come from behind wanting to build a layer one?
Yeah, it's kind of it's a couple of things. So there was like the inspiration for Prism itself, and then the inspiration of building it as a layer one. I guess for Prism itself, my background is in traditional finance, so I used to work in fixed income, so corporate debt and sovereign bonds and that kind of thing. So, you know, companies, the trading of companies borrowing money and or sovereigns, so countries borrowing money, and then also the derivatives to do with those. So whether that was people swapping yield for, you know, swapping Spanish government debt yield for Portuguese government debt yield or US Treasury yield or whatever it ends up being. So that was kind of my background doing that at first JP Morgan and then Goldman Sachs. And so I always had a real interest in yield and yield derivatives. So when I started in 2020 to see, you know, blockchains really producing lots of interesting different kinds of yield, it kind of set off in my mind that there should be a way for people to get a fixed yield or decide what exposure to what token they want, or if they want to monetize their future yield, they should have the ability to do that. Because at the moment, it's, you know, at that time, the only real way to monetize or borrow against, you know, raise capital against your position was to just borrow against it in a money market, and then you were taking liquidation risk. It was like, well, hold on, you should be able to raise cash by selling your right to future yield. So that's kind of like where the original idea for Prism was. Originally, you know, we started building it as a smart contract on top of another blockchain, which was the Terra blockchain at the time. And then the Terra blockchain imploded just after we launched, which is a shame for lots of people, obviously, like, you know, had a massive effect. But I guess one of the perks of that is we got to sit down and we'd realized that there were lots of limitations to building with smart contracts on someone else's blockchain, not least the fact that you can get wiped out if the blockchain goes down. But there were certain things to do with how you can trade these assets and how you can and the kind of tools available to you that you just can't do with smart contracts. So building a blockchain wasn't something I'd ever really thought about or I guess like, the team had thought about. And it was kind of, you know, two of us at the time putting our heads together, trying to think what is the best way for Prism to achieve the scalability that we want it to be. And really, you know, the grand plan is that this is the yield hub where you can trade any asset. So this is where ultimately we want institutional investors and retail to be able to trade any asset, whether it's a real world asset or whether it's crypto assets. And so traditionally retail investors are excluded from the interest rate markets or yield swap markets. In TradFi, you have to have a relationship with an investment bank if you want to trade one of these tokens. And so retail are completely excluded. And building something that democratizes access to yield trading for everyone is something I think we felt really strongly about. And so talking with lots of different people kind of made us realize that, you know, we started thinking, do we want to build on Near, or do we want to build on Avalanche, or do we want to build a subnet, or do we want to launch using interchain security? And it all roads kept on leading back to launch your own app chain. Like, you know, with the power of IBC, with the power of interchain accounts, which allow you to control an account on another blockchain from your own blockchain, which is a kind of super powerful feature. Everything led us back to building our own blockchain. And so we realized if you're in full control of your stack and completely vertically integrated, then you have way, obviously, by definition, have way fewer dependencies, and you're able to build something that's very scalable where you're not exposed to rent seekers and other potential risks in the middle. And all of this amazing software that's been built, you know, with the Cosmos SDK is right there for you to use and to find really interesting use cases for. And the more we start using the Cosmos SDK and start flexing what's possible with it, you know, the more we realize that we're only really scratching the surface of the kind of features and dApps and opportunities you can give people. So that's kind of how we ended up building our own blockchain.
I just want to start off by saying kudos to you guys, Ollie. I can't even begin to go into the importance of what you guys are building. I do want to also give Action a minute to chat. Oh, I see we have Mo. Mo has requested up. Let me add. I got so excited. I love Mo. Okay. I'm going to let Action chime in here too. Let Mo say hello. I think the audience, they keep saying when airdrop. Guys, I see all of your comments. Love them. I know you have tons of questions. We're going to get to those. My question for you guys, what unique features does Prism offer compared to maybe some of the other layer one blockchains? And how are these going to enhance our experience when we are using the platform?
Yeah, happy to help. So I think what you have with general layer, you know, you basically have generalized layer ones like a Solana or an Ethereum or, you know, maybe a But I think some other good ones, you know, Solana, Ethereum, Cardano, all of these kind of, all of those kind of things. Cardano is maybe a horrible example, but take Solana and Ethereum, for example, where you will, they do all the things that a layer one blockchain does, but they don't have any application specific products that are built into the blockchain. So they rely on dApp developers to come to them and use their security and infrastructure to build dApps that will, you know, pay gas on the blockchain and take up block space. And their main commodity is block space, and that's what they're trying to sell out. And then you have more application specific blockchains like us, or like Osmosis, or like DYDX, where you also will have a blockchain that has all the core features of a layer one, where you're also selling block space, but also at the same time you have features built into your blockchain and functionality built into your blockchain that is application specific. So it's providing some sort of utility or some sort of feature. So for DYDX, that's an on-chain order book. For Osmosis, that is their AMM is built into the core of the blockchain. And so for us, the unique features that we've built into the core of the blockchain are yield tokenization, like we spoke earlier on, the ability to tokenize your future yield for a defined period of time and to trade that. And that's going to have tons of interesting use cases like this. You know, it's been super popular on Ethereum at the moment, with people using tokenized yields to trade points. So it becomes kind of tokenized points or tokenized airdrops. So that's going to unlock a whole host of use cases. And we're already in lots of exciting conversations with interchain-based teams who want to use Prism to launch kind of points and airdrop campaigns using tokenized yield. And then what this also allows for is fixed yield. So, you know, sometimes yields particularly in the interchain can be very variable. So Prism allows you to lock in a fixed yield. So you might see Atom trading at 15% yield, and someone might offer you the ability to have a fixed yield of 15% for a year, and you might think Atom price is going down, Atom yield is going to go down. So you can lock in a fixed yield of 15%. And if Atom price goes down, then Atom yield goes down, sorry, you have made money. Some of the other key features are liquid staking derivatives at the moment don't allow you to vote. So if you hold an Atom liquid staking derivative and there's a vote going on the Cosmos Hub, you're not able to participate in that vote. And actually, the validators of the underlying liquid staking derivative all participate in that vote on your behalf. This kind of has lots of issues where your vote is valuable. So you should be able to monetize your vote if you want, but you're not getting paid for your vote. It has centralization risks where validators are left with huge amounts of voting power because the underlying users aren't voting. So what we've kind of flipped this on its head. And if you hold a liquid staking derivative or a principal token, which is the ownership token, then you're allowed to participate in Atom governance. And not only that, you're going to have leveraged voting power. So you're now going to be able to participate in Cosmos or Celestia or Osmosis or Injective or Dimension governance without needing to be locked and staked and have the, you know, 21-day unlocking period. So that's kind of one of the other core features that we have. I mentioned about it earlier on, like one of the key things, like you can create yield tokens and principal tokens and liquid staking derivatives. But really what people need is those things are nothing if you don't create ways for people to trade those assets so that they can swap between them or monetize, as we spoke about earlier. So we have built into our own blockchain a highly specialized AMM that allows for trading of yield tokens, which have some very unique characteristics that require a very unique and capital efficient AMM. And we also wanted to flip things on their head a little bit as well for users where, you know, you're taking high risk with AMMs that the price of the different tokens might move a lot, or if you're a trader, that there might be very high price impact when you trade, and so you might get a much worse price than you think you're going to get when you go to trade. And so we've built some really cool tools to allow people to split their trade up into multiple different parts, so you don't get and trade gradually. That kind of reduces your price impact and also means you smooth out your average price. We also have the ability for people to leave limit orders, so they can pick the price at which they want to sell their assets at. And this is for yield tokens, principal tokens, but theoretically this is for any token that can be bridged over to our chain. So you can use the AMM or the gradual sell or the gradual swap to trade any assets. And then one of the other cool features that Prism has that's taken from something called the Alliance module, which was built by TFL, is Prism's going to allow you to in crypto at the moment, you're kind of made to choose sometimes. Like, I have an asset. Do I want to be a liquidity provider with that asset, or do I want to stake that asset into the blockchain? So if I have Atom at the moment, I might say, okay, well, do I want to stake my Atom and earn 13% yield on the Cosmos Hub, or do I actually want to go and be a liquidity provider for Atom on Osmosis? With Prism, what you're going to be able to do is you're going to be able to be a liquidity provider and earn all that yield, and you're also then going to be able to use that liquidity provider token to secure the blockchain. So it's restaking, but on steroids a little bit, because you're able to earn all of this extra yield from swaps and trading that goes on in a liquidity pool, and then all of the staking yield that comes from securing a blockchain. Hopefully that wasn't an overload, but those are kind of like the main core unique features that are built into the blockchain.
No, I honestly think it was perfect. Action's the one up here learning, so he probably really appreciated that. Mo, I promise we're trying to get you up here. I don't know why the space is bugging. I sent you a co-host request and a speaker request, so we'll try one more time to get Mo up. If not, everyone, we host these spaces weekly. Our Prism time is going to be the same time each Tuesday, so make sure you set your reminder for next week. We will get you in here. Mo is going to be our guest speaker as well with Ollie, so we're super excited. I know we were talking a lot about yield tokenization. Ollie, is there any way you could simplify that to maybe someone in the audience who is very new to this topic and might not quite understand what that means?
Yeah, I mean, I'll do my fruits and trees example with maybe some exact fruits or something like that. I don't know if that's helpful, but I think we can do it with $100, and then hopefully this will explain it to someone. So I have $100 worth of Atom, and I come to Prism and I say, right, Atom is yielding, say, 15% at the moment. So over the next year with my Atom token, I have $100 of Atom. I'm expecting to receive $15 because it's yielding 15%. So I might say to you, do you know what? I will buy the right to receive an expected $15 for the next year for, say, $10 off of you. And you might think to yourself, well, do I want to wait for a whole year and collect my $15 every single block over the next year? Or am I happy to take $10 now and they can take the expected $15 yield over the year? So you go ahead with that trade. You sell your Atom yield for the year to someone you sell it to them for $10. And say, if Atom yield does end up being 15% over the year and they get $15, then they've made a 50% return. So they paid 10 and they received 15 over the course of the year. But if Atom yield actually goes down over the year and ends up being, say, only $5, then you've actually saved yourself $5 and they've made a loss of 50% on the token that they bought, because they paid 10 $10, and they only receive $5 over the course of the year. So that kind of like simple primitive of tokenizing yield like that unleashes a whole host of different use cases and allows people to take views on yield that you just can't do at the moment. You know, if you've sold the yield, you've effectively locked in a fixed yield. And if you're bullish on yields, then you can buy exposure to the yield without having to hold the underlying asset. Hopefully that kind of gives a bit of an example.
Yeah, that does actually. Thank you. And everybody, if you missed that, this is recorded as well. So you'll be able to find a playback. And then we do cut up some of the content for some of these very important questions so that you guys can learn more about Prism. Those will be posted later on. Action, I see you unmuted.
I mean, you know, I always got something to say. Everything that they've been covering is kind of really exciting because, first, you know, when it comes to liquid staking, you're essentially just trying to get more out of what you are staking and like would otherwise not have access to. So this is like an add-on value, right? On everything that we're talking about. It's not just you stake and you forget it. You stake, you get a collateralized token, and then you can actually earn more on top of that as well. Something that was really exciting to me that I heard you say was in regards to voting. You're saying that if I stake my Atom, for example, or whatever other, you know, L1 blockchain in the Cosmos ecosystem, I don't lose my voting power. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. So not only do you not lose your voting power this time around, you actually get more voting power than you'd have had in the first place. And to explain that, the way to think about it is, say there's 100 Atom, or Prism has staked 100 Atom for people that wanted yield tokens and principal tokens. So in the background, the underlying collateral is 100 Atom that's been staked. And say you hold an Atom principal token and your friend holds 9 Atom principal tokens. So there's, between you and your friend, you have 10 Atom principal tokens, but there's 100 Atom tokens staked. So say there's a vote going on the Cosmos Hub, and you and your friend vote, but none of the other people none of the other 90 principal Atom holders vote. Your vote actually votes with the whole 100 Atom that's staked. So you and your friend with your 10 principal Atom have actually voted as if you owned 100 Atom. So you get leveraged governance power. So, and it takes all the power centralization away for the validators, because none of the validators that 100 Atom is delegated with are able to vote with it, because all the Atom is spoken for in the voting process. And the other cool thing about it is, as you've seen in Ethereum with the curve wars and things like that, say, for example, you decide that you don't want to vote, but someone really cares about the vote that's going on the Cosmos Hub or on Celestia or Injective or on Osmosis, they might say to you, okay, well, look, if you're going to vote and you have all this voting power, how about I'll pay you a certain amount of, you know, stablecoin or dollars or airdrop if you'll let me vote for you with your token. So then you can actually start monetizing your voting power. So we expect kind of like marketplaces around that to get built up pretty easily and people to enter into bilateral agreements. But yeah, I think it's going to be a really cool primitive, because Cosmos and IBC chains is so much about governance and voting. And at the moment, there's no real way for you to monetize your voting power, and power is increasingly getting centralized with validators. And this flips it on a head, and it flips it on its head and puts power back in the user's hand. And not only that, gives them leverage voting power is, you know, significantly higher weighting than they would have originally had. So it's definitely one of the features we're most excited about.
I mean, I don't think how many people understand like how big of a deal this is. I mean, if I can use a little tiny example, you know, sometimes governance revolves around making the decisions, and let's say the whole blockchain is providing a 50% yield on its chain. Governance can actually come in and say, you know what, we're gonna propose that we are going to change that to 5%. Now, if you're selling that yield, and now you still have access to the voting power, you can crash that yield and still make a whole lot of money off of the yield that you sold early. So like, there's so many ways to monetize this thing. And I don't think that most people fully understand the power behind a vote, depending on what you want to do within these different blockchains. It's incredible. I mean, that's why the vote does have power. Why, like you said, creating marketplaces around the voting, abilities of these chains is such a huge deal. I think more and more people are going to understand what governance is all about and how it does dictate where, money is going ultimately.
Yeah, I think the example you gave there is perfect. Like, people are there's going to be lots of ways to monetize it. Like, for example, exactly as you say, there've been proposals over the last year to slash Atom yield to also, so that got significantly reduced from low 20s to, I think, like 12 or 13 it is now. Same with Osmosis. And if you were a principal token holder, then you'd actually really want that yield to go lower, because you're going to make more money, because one yield token plus one principal token is the equivalent of one Atom. But so what you can do is you could be like, okay, well, I hold an Atom. I think this vote is going to pass and the yield's going to get crushed. I'm going to go and mint one principal token and one yield token. I'm going to sell my yield token, and then the vote happens. The value of the yield token gets absolutely crushed because the future yield is much lower than people were expecting it to be. And bang, you can like buy your Y Atom back now much cheaper than you sold it for, and you've made a ton of money. So it's going to be super interesting for people, with particularly because governance and Cosmos based.
That's why you rug on me last minute. All right, you're back. Sorry, you rugged there for a second.
Sorry. I think I was just, I don't know where exactly I was up to, but I'm just saying, with super high yields in Cosmos relatively compared to other layer ones, like Solana or Ethereum, you're going to get amazing opportunities. And so that's why I'd say, like, you're now going to, if you want to go and trade and have exposure to, Atom, Celestia, Dimension, Injective, whatever, any of the tokens that get enabled on Prism, if you want to trade those tokens now, you've got a choice. Do I go and buy the asset itself, or do I go and buy the liquid staking derivative, or do I go and buy some perps on it? All of those assets are perfectly correlated. Whereas when Prism launches, you're then going to have the choice to be like, well, actually, do I want to buy a principal token? Do I want to buy the yield token? Do I want to buy, which maturity of those do I want to buy? Do I want to buy just underlying Atom? Do I want to buy the liquid staking derivative? You're not going to have a ton of choice to decide which asset is going to make you the most money and which specific bits of that asset you're actually buying it for. Are you buying it for the governance power? Are you buying it for the yield? Are you buying it just because you want price exposure and you'd be happy with a fixed yield? So you're now going to have all of these choices. And it becomes super powerful for people. So even if you, there's a lot to unpack and understand. But there's a good motivation to do that, because there's going to be lots of opportunities and lots of inefficiencies, in particular at the start, where you're going to be able to make strong gains, I think.
Yeah, and all right, I'll just jump right to it. When can I try this? When is this stuff actually coming live? When are we going to be able to start, playing around with the platform? Like, when is Prism launching? And like, can you talk about what that's going to look like? Are there going to be stages to it?
Yeah, for sure. So I can give a high level, and we are going to be pushing out some more detailed information over the next week or so. So definitely stay tuned for that. But at a very high level, we've been running a testnet where people can try and learn about all of these things. And that's been going on since December. And so we've had some people provide some super helpful feedback on that. And so we've been implementing their feedback and other upgrades since December. So we are now at the stage where we're super happy with the product and kind of the implementation of all the feedback that we've had. So we are going to be launching Mainnet very, very shortly in the next week or two. That is going to be, we're going to launch Mainnet and produce our Genesis block. And we are going to then run for a short period, a kind of gated web app where we will do some beta testing on Mainnet. We're going to set up all our connections to all of the other blockchains that we need to get everything working so that we can start transmitting yield all around the interchain. And so that'll go on for a week or two. And then we're going to fully launch the web app so that everyone can come, trade, try out Prism, see what it's all about, see how it's actually moving when there's real money at stake and it's not just testnet money. And then what people can expect after that is that they will be able to, there will be a very big campaign to reward early users of Prism. So people that are early and understand the product are definitely going to be at a very big advantage of that. So that's going to happen. And then we're going to do a launch of the token, airdropping to early users. And I guess the specific question we get asked a lot is like, we have a couple, you know, what campaigns are there now that people can participate in to earn Prism tokens and be part of the launch that way? What we have is we have a stake drop campaign. So we've taken a non-traditional route where we didn't want to do a private sale. We think private sales are unfair for the community. We think that private sales involve a lot of hype initially, and unfortunately retail buy, you know, the communities and retail buy into that hype. And then a lot of times we'll just end up getting dumped on later on by a huge amount of tokens that get vested from venture capital. So what we've done, or private sales. So what we've done is we have run validators on each of the chains. We've allowed people to earn tokens that way by supporting us. And so that means that we have 100% community chain with zero private capital. And so no private investors or angels to kind of dump on people later on. And we have a way more decentralized chain because we have over 500,000 wallets participating in this campaign at the moment. And so we're super excited about how big that community is and the fact that rather than selling tokens to 5 or 10 VCs, we've actually managed to decentralize ownership to over 500,000 wallets. And so for those people participating in that, their tokens will be on the blockchain at the Genesis block of Mainnet. So in a week or two, they're going to be able to vote with those tokens. Those tokens will be eligible for staking rewards when that gets switched on. And those tokens will have a short vesting period attached to them, much shorter than you'd have with private sales. But those tokens will be there in their wallets on day one that they can then participate in the normal things you can with stake tokens. And then there will be future airdrop campaigns and more details on season two of stake drop coming out fairly soon. So definitely encourage people to do that. We want to be community focused and as decentralized as possible. So we want to work with the community. We really appreciate all of their feedback. And if people are doing valuable things that are kind of contributing to Prism, then, you know, we want to make sure that's rewarded and recognized because we want to make this the most community focused launch that there's been.
That is phenomenal. I mean, that's a heart. You know, the heart behind it is exactly what it should be. It's rewarding the people that are around here and actually, talking about things, sharing them with other people in the community. I mean, that goes such a long way. Because I'll tell you, a project without a community is nothing. And the fact that you're working on rewarding those community members early on makes all the difference in the world. I mean, that's the difference between being successful or not, right? Will there be the adoption that you need? And the fact that you care about that adoption, not only coming from large marketing firms or coming from, you know, one large name in the space, and instead you want to reward the people that are there early, the community members, that is such a big deal in my book. I mean, that's the type of projects I like to align myself with, are the ones that don't just look for their, you know, the higher interest of, oh, let me see what this one person can reward me with. And instead, you're looking at the whole, the community as a whole. That just goes such a long way. And I think that's much needed in this space right now, where it's all about, oh, I want to get in front of as many people as possible my way, without worrying about who I'm going to, you know, reward in the process of it. And you guys are doing it differently, right?
Yeah, we want to, ultimately, we're launching a product that we want people to use, and we want people to find benefit in it. And we want to build a community for the long term. We don't want to go down the path of strongly hyping something up with big VC names, enormous rhetoric, only to then be using retail as exit liquidity later on. That is not going to have good longevity for the product. Community isn't going to feel good about it, and so it's definitely been the harder path to take. For us, definitely would have been a lot easier to raise private money. But I think in the long term, this is going to be a way better project for the community as a result of the kind of like tough decision of doing it this way at the moment. And I think we, we have been very, very product focused. But now as we're coming into launch, you know, we want people to really be recognized for the contributions that they're making in the community. And so we've got some really exciting initiatives about that. So definitely encourage people to stay tuned on Twitter and Discord and Telegram, where we'll be kind of communicating more of that stuff.
So yeah, make sure you guys are following the Prism account here, which is really, really cool. You guys are releasing all of this alpha, and things are just getting started for you. But Aaron, you messaged me. You got one more question. I want to make sure that I don't let time slip away and forget about you there. What do you got for us? I know it's probably something really important that everyone should know about.
The pressure is on. Why do you always do that to me? Yeah, I do. My main question, because we have so many people in this space that are here for you, Ollie, and for the Prism team, where can they find you?
In terms of Prism, the go-to place to find links for everything and is info.prism.zone, which is in our header on Prism. Our header on Twitter. And then in terms of finding us, they can reach out to me at Mr. Refractor on Twitter or on Telegram. We've got other team members, and Mo, who you mentioned, who was up earlier, who's up here now. You can message me, and you can message Mo, and join us in Discord, where our whole team is labeled in Discord. So feel free to message any of our team. Those are probably the best places. We're very active in Telegram and Discord now. Any questions? Want to become part of the community, want to understand how Prism works for you, want to understand how you can be part of the future of Prism, then reach out to us there and we'd love to chat.
That's perfect. I went ahead and pinned a post up to the top in the web as well. If you guys are looking to build some dApps on Prism, reach out. Make sure that you message Ollie on the main account. Make sure you hop into their Discord. We will definitely be popping in, and maybe we can do some live AMAs or something for the Discord community as well, and get them back into these spaces. Guys, this will be same time next week. We're definitely looking forward to it. I'm gonna let Ollie say one more thing before we do a send off, and then Action, as always, is gonna come in with some fantastic music to close out the space.
There you go, you hyping me up now. You see how I did
do
that to me? It's okay.
I do.
I am glad that everybody came to this space. So Hopefully that drops a hint now of what I'm thinking about.
Yeah. And, you know, guys, we couldn't do this without you. Thank you to the audience members. Thank you to the listeners. Thank you for supporting crypto and the communities and DeFi. Make sure you're following Prism. Make sure you're following Action. Make sure you're following Genzio so that you don't miss out on our wonderful, awesome spaces. Ollie, passing it over to you to say your farewells, your goodbyes, your closing thoughts, and then we will end the space.
Yeah, I would just say, yeah, thanks very much, everyone, for listening. Really do appreciate everyone's feedback that people have given on Twitter, Telegram, and Discord over the last 2 years. It's definitely been a long road to build Prism. We have made decisions based on what we think is going to make it a real success in the long term. And so sometimes that hasn't been the easy decision, but it's been the right decision. So we really, really appreciate that as a community member, sometimes you can't see from the outside, you know, the decisions that are being made and why they're being made. But we appreciate everyone's patience. No group is more excited than the team to get this product out there and really showcase what we've done. And I think the time now is amazing given some of the narratives that are happening around points and yields. So we're super excited to get it out there and really, really appreciate everyone being patient with us. And we're excited for mainnet launch in a couple of weeks. So we are looking forward to celebrating all of these little milestones that are about to happen with the community, because everyone deserves it that's been around and been with us for throughout this.
Phenomenal. Yeah, I mean, I can't speak highly enough of the communities that are built around in crypto and the ones that actually care about what's going on and, hey, benefit, right? Because like you guys were saying, the earlier you are, the better off you're going to be, because you do want to reward those people, at least the good projects. That's what they do. They look out for the guys that came in early that have been providing that feedback that are helping the space grow. So for all of you guys here, thank you so much for being here early before, you know, they even launch. I mean, that's the idea. You can't get any earlier than this. So thank you all so much for listening to the alpha. And like I said before, this is how I feel about what y'all did.
I'm glad you came.
Action, it's still muffled. It's fine. Awesome. Thank you, guys. We're going to close out the space. Thank you, Ollie, so much.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Action. Love y'all. Have a fantastic rest of your week.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, though the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when models model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats. And then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats. And if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy. Before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works. And we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Spaces.